telling yourself that you hate interviews or you're bad at interviews or interviews never go your way is a surefire way not to get the job. So let's talk about what works better. In this episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast, we are going to be looking at a whole different mindset and you won't want to miss it. Welcome. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey lovely, I am Gina Visram from Your Career and Future, and you are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. And this is one of many episodes that we have coming up this season, which focus on interviews. Today's episode, packed full of interview tips and advice, is all about embracing the mindset for successful interviews. Embracing the mindset for successful interviews. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Interviews are an integral part of the selection process for jobs. So increasing your confidence and your communication ability when it comes to interviews is incredibly important. There are some things to bear in mind, however, around the mindset when you think about interviews. And thinking that, oh, I'm so uncomfortable here, I don't belong, I'm really no good at interviews, I never get the position. You know, there are all sorts of negative self-talk that we could get into. And to be fair, I mean, if you've got some evidence that you've done a number of interviews and you are not progressing, then I'm not trying to gaslight you into thinking otherwise, but I am encouraging you to use that as a really great stepping stone to create a different outcome, to do something a little bit different. So let's start for a minute talking about why interviews exist, why they're important. And the really important thing to recognize is that interviews are a process which allows an organization to meet candidates like you to establish if they could be future employees or contractors or whatever the situation is that can do a job, the job that is required, that can do the job and do the job well, but also align with the company as well. So that is really what the process of interviews is about. And there are all sorts of different types of interviews. I think way back in episode 7, which was many years ago now, well, 2 years ago, I talked about some of that. So let's now really focus on embracing the mindset for a successful interview. There are a few points that I wanted to make here, and I am excited that in this short, sharp episode, I think that we can really move the needle for you when it comes to the way that you look at interviews and therefore how you perform in them. Remember, as I said, however, this is one of a series where we're going to be talking about interviews. So if you like what you're hearing in this episode and if it's making sense to you and if you're really looking forward to hearing what some of these mindset points are, then do make sure that you are subscribing to this podcast, that you are sharing it, and maybe even leaving a review, because that is what helps people like you to find this podcast, which can be very useful to them. So back to the mindset then, back to embracing a mindset which will help you be successful in your interviews. Here are a few points that I sincerely hope are going to be useful for you. Number one is remember that interviews are a two-way street. It is not a one-way street. I know sometimes it can feel that way. It can feel a bit like because you're the candidate, it is up to you to make the good impression. It is up to you to create a situation where they want to work with you. And while those things are true, what isn't true is that it's one way, because here's the thing, they need to make a good impression on you too. It needs to be a situation where, yes, they ultimately want to offer you the role because they want you to work with them, but also you want them to be the organization where you're going to be spending your time, your effort, your passion, your enthusiasm, your creativity, your entrepreneurial ways, your problem-solving skills, right? Like, this requires a lot. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of talent. And you ultimately want to be spending time in an organization that is a good one, that is a good fit for you. And the really nice thing is, of course, these things aren't one size fits all. Somebody might really love Goldman Sachs. Somebody might really love JP Morgan. Somebody might really love working for the UK government. Somebody might really love working in education. And it's not about what are the different types of jobs. It's about the culture within the organization that you are working in, right? So that is ultimately what it is about. And that's the thing to really figure out. So when we say that it is a two-way process, it is about you also assessing the organization and whether you think that that is a good place for you to work. So that is number one. Number two, remember that an interview is a conversation between two or more people with something in common. I love sharing this as an idea with the students and graduates that I work with, because you're not walking into this thing completely cold, like you don't have any idea about the person or you don't have anything in common. The thing that you absolutely know you have in common is interest in the organization. Them because they are already there, and you because you want to be there, right? So you already have this mutual ground of interest, which is this organization. And then maybe you can even look at it dependent on who your interviewers are and think, well, we also have an interest in this particular type of job within this particular role. Or we also have an interest in this sector, right? So there are already a few layers there that exist in terms of some common ground between you and the person or people that you are going to be speaking to. So there's some common ground here already, lovely. Just build on it. Number three, when you take the time to prepare, you know you will be a better representation of yourself. So my lovely, please prepare, right? And that involves things like thinking about how best to answer your competency questions. You know, those ones like, tell me about a time when you've successfully worked in a team. Tell me about a time when you have used your communication skills. Those sorts of questions. And those are really best served by breaking down your responses using the STAR interview technique. Now, I'm going to do a whole separate episode about that. In the meanwhile, feel free to look it up, look up the STAR interview technique. But within this series about interviews, there will be an episode about that too. So do look out for it. But yes, taking the time to prepare is really, really key. So thinking about your stories, how to answer questions, and of course, preparing to connect with the organization itself. Preparation is really going to help you when it comes to these interview processes. Number four, remember that a company is keen to see if you could fit in well. So researching and communicating about the organization will be well received. So that really is part of the preparation, but I've used it as a completely separate point, number four, because it's something that people, would you believe, completely forget to do, or at least forget to communicate. And what happens then is, you know, the interview process consists of somebody talking about why they want a job or why they want that job, which is great, but they might not be helping themselves if they are not emphasizing enough why they want the job at the specific organization that they are currently speaking to, right? There's a big difference there. And preparation and research and knowing things about the organization and knowing things beyond the top line, things that everybody might figure out, that's what is going to help. So when it comes to mindset, It's about really embracing the research. It's about embracing the curiosity, doing that with a sense of interest and enthusiasm, and that is really going to help you to have more successful interviews. And number five, and I appreciate it might be easier said than done, but there is no point getting overly stressed about the process if you cannot change the process. Right, so this is kind of where I started out. These were maybe some of the first words that I said on this episode. But if you are there thinking, I hate interviews, I always do terribly in interviews, why do I even need to do an assessment center? Or why does it need to be multiple people interviewing me? Why can't it be this? Now, I'm not saying don't be a critical thinker and don't question why things are. That is not what I'm intending to suggest. But I suppose what I'm wanting you to recognize is at this point in time, before you are in the organization, you do not have the authority to change the interview process, right? Now, here's the thing. If you get in the organization and then you decide that you want to make proposals about the interview process, you're probably then in a better position to do that. But going into it and being highly negative about yourself and about the process is not the mindset that is going to help you to get where you want to go. So find your enthusiasm, find the positivity, recognize that it's a process that they are currently using, and lean into it and do your best within the existing process with positivity, and you are likely to see a better result. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today, lovely. As I said, it is a short, sharp, and hopefully very useful episode. And it features some interview tips. And this is what you're going to be hearing much more during this season of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Now, I really think that if you have approached this in a really open way, the 11 or 12 minutes that we've spent together today could really change the game for you. And if you are in a collaborative and generous mood, I do recommend that if this has been useful for you, you share it with at least one friend, but feel free to share it with more. And as mentioned, it makes the world of difference to receive a review. So if you do take some time to do that, please feel free to screenshot it before you actually press send, and then, you know, let me know, share it with me via Instagram, share it with me via email or LinkedIn that you have left a review, and I will absolutely be back in touch with you at that point. I really appreciate it if you take the time to do so. So that is it for today. You have been listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Stay tuned to this season for far more on interviews. And if you would like to be in touch and let me know what one of the key takeaways for you was, I would absolutely love to hear it. In the meanwhile, take care of yourself. Best of luck with any interviews you have coming up, and I'm excited to catch up with you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.